Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout a Goliath destroying, hallelujah. Amen. How many of you believe that the God of the suddenness is here? Okay. Within the next few minutes that we have, I want to declare 10 minutes of holy misbehavior. Amen. Meaning that I want you to praise God anyhow. Amen. Amen. No matter what is happening, God is still. And no matter what the desire of your heart is, you still serve a God of signs and wonders. So put anything that is bothering you on one side. And now praise God from the bottom of your heart. The Bible says God is glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. And he doeth wonders. So sing from your heart. Praise God from your heart. Dance like David danced. And then see what the Lord will do for you. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the nationwide, praise the Lord. Let us praise Jehovah.
Praise the Lord.
All the nationwide,
praise the Lord. Let us praise Jehovah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let us praise Jehovah. Praise the Lord.
All the nationwide.
Mention of that name.
At the mention of your name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every knee shall bow. At the mention of your name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every tongue confess.
You are King.
You are King of Kings. You are Lord. You are Lord of all.
At the mention of your name.
At the mention of your name.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Power, 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 power. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Mama. Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Mama.
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Mama. Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Mama.
Wall of Jericho fell down flat. The wall of Jericho fell down flat. When Jesus came along, when praise is the Lord, that wall of Jericho. Sing it loud and clear.
Wall of Jericho fell down flat.
Go back to your seat now. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All eyes closed. Father, we thank you for this time. And we thank you for your children that have rejoiced before you today. We give you praise, O Lord. We give you honor. We give you adoration. I decree by the decree of heavens that all those who have rejoiced before the Lord here today, joy will never depart from your lives. In the name of Jesus, it is written that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I decree and declare upon the life of someone here that your morning of joy has arrived. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the days of tears have expired. In the name of Jesus. Let there be silence now. All eyes closed. Father, I'm praying for this, your daughter over there, being troubled by double personalities. There is a being troubling her, trying to disturb her progress. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I bind and cast out that evil personality. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here whose spirits have been imprisoned? You want to rise, you cannot rise. I release you from that prison now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Silence now. I'm going to count seven from here. And at the count of seven, all those who are in this meeting today, and the reason the enemy is fighting your marriage, is because of envious witchcraft. As I count this seven, the power of God will fall upon such people, and the yoke of envious witchcraft shall be broken. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Something is happening over there. The satanic cobwebs is broken to pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Father, continue to open our understanding. And all your children who have gathered at this meeting at this time of the year, give everyone a New Year present. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A louder amen. Amen. You are going to carry out two prophetic exercises. Now, I want you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Tell them any power that hates your marriage shall die. In the name of Jesus. Seven people. Thank you, Jesus. Now, which month of the year is this one? Now, you need to look for 12 people. Say, my friend, those that have mocked you will attend your Thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Say to 12 people. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen. I bring greetings from my wonderful wife. Who is not here today, but our spirit is with us. And she has sent me to deliver a threefold message to you. And I want to deliver that message now. She said, I should tell you that the enemy may gather to delay your breakthrough, but your God will surprise them. She said, I should tell you that the enemies may gather to block your laughter, but your God shall laugh them to scorn. Third message. That the enemy may gather to put shame on you, but your God will overthrow them. Let your amen roar like thunder. That is the message of our mother in the Lord to you all here today. Amen. I have two sessions here today. I'm doing the first session now, and I will come back for the second session. Amen. Now listen to me. exceedingly carefully. I want to scratch this surface of a deep topic, but I believe that the Lord will use it to bless you. If there is any prayer point I want to drop with you to pray into the next year, is in this topic. So listen to me very well. We are looking at the mystery of divine connection. The mystery of divine what? Connection. Sisters, what did I say? Let me hear the brother shout it loud. And we're going to read three scriptures. And on those three scriptures, we're going to base our discussion today on. And I'm praying that the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. The first scripture is in Psalm 37, verse 23. Once you are there, say yes. The mystery of divine connection. Divine connection. Are you there? Psalm 37, verse 23. Can you read it loud and clear? Let me hear you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Can you read it again? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in it. That simple verse you've read is pregnant with meaning. The first thing you can pick from here very quickly is that God has a map of all our journeys on earth. That's the first thing. God has a map of all our journeys on earth. That is, whether you are going to the west, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, God has a map of those journeys. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The reverse is true. The steps of a bad man are ordered by the devil. So God has special interest in all the steps of a good man. May you be a good man. May you be a good woman. This verse is telling us that one. That's number two. God has special interest in all the steps of a good man. And may you be a good man. The third thing you can pick from this verse is that there is a possibility of getting out of divine order. The Lord wants you to go one way, you are going another way. This you learn from this verse that we've read there. So much for that. Now in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, the epistle of John, not John the Gospel. 1 John 2:19. Are you there? Okay. They went out from us. 1 John 2:19, not John the Gospel. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they will no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. They went out from us simply because they don't belong to us. If they belong to us, they will not go out of us. Please note this scripture very well. The last scripture says, a man shall receive nothing except it be given from above. A man shall receive nothing except it be given from above. Now listen to these very deep statements. On the basis of these three scriptures that are put together, one is that the steps of a good man are ordered out by the Lord. He delighted in his path. Second, they went out of us because they don't belong to us. If they belong to us, they will have stayed with us. Three, a man shall receive nothing except it be given from above. Listen to this deep statement, very deep statement. And I want you to take it to heart. Where you are now, you are where you are now because of somebody you met or somebody who met you. Your present location in life and whatsoever you are doing now was decided through a contact you had in the past. Your presence in this meeting today was determined through somebody you met. And that's how you are here in this meeting. Therefore, beloved, our lives go up or down depending on who we meet or who we miss. Your life goes up and down depending on who you meet or who you miss. Today that we are here is a product of those you met or you did not meet yesterday. Somebody has said that in the next 5 years, there's only two things that's going to change in our lives: the books you read, the people you meet. There are some people you are supposed to meet. There are some people you are not supposed to meet at all. There are some people you should meet. There are some people you should miss. If you meet those you should miss, there is a problem. If you meet those you should miss, there's a problem. Then if you now miss those you are supposed to meet, that is a serious problem indeed. There are some human beings, you are not even supposed to meet them at all. Brothers, there are some women you are not supposed to meet at all. Sisters, there are some men you are not supposed to meet them at all. If you meet them, it's a problem. But there are some people you are supposed to meet. You should not miss those people you are supposed to meet. So if there is a prayer I want to give to you to move you into 2013, is that, Father, let me meet those that I should meet, that you have ordained from heaven, and let me miss those that I should miss, so that they will not confuse my destiny. It's a very, very serious prayer. In life, you meet 10 kinds of people. What did I say? How many kinds of people do you meet in life? 10 kinds of people. One, you meet those who add to you. That is, your relationship with them adds value to your life. Your meeting with them improves your life. You meet those who add to you. May you meet those who will add to your life. There are some people, all they do to your life is to withdraw, to be withdrawing from you as if they are withdrawing from a bank account. They withdraw from you, they'll be withdrawing you, withdrawing you, withdrawing you. Then when the account is low, they run away. May you never meet such people. Two, there are those who subtract from you. They subtract from you. At least the one you even say you have, they are withdrawing it. They are withdrawing it. They are withdrawing it. They are withdrawing it. Those who subtract from you. A lady went to school somewhere in Europe and met a man. This lady was doing 3 jobs a day to send the man to school. The plan was that she will send the man to school, the man will read. After the man has graduated, the man will now work so that she too can go to school. She worked 3 places per day to send this man to school, and the man eventually became a lawyer. After this man has graduated as a lawyer, he now came one day and said, "Sorry, I can't work for you and I cannot marry you because you are too fat." But he took the money of the fat woman to go to school. There was a day that lady met that man. The man has ended up subtracting from her. I'm praying for somebody here. Agents of darkness sent to withdraw virtue from your life shall not succeed in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. There are those who leave you the way they found you. They don't add to you. They don't subtract from you. They just leave you the way they found you. They are those kind of people. 4. There are those who waste you. They come into the person's life to waste the person. Those who waste you. They packed a lady like vegetable to my office many years ago. And all she was saying is that, "Man of God, let me die. Let me die." What was the problem? They went to church on the wedding day and the bridegroom did not show up. What they will hear next is that the bridegroom was in another church getting married to the chief bridesmaid. That was a day that lady met that man. May you not meet a deficit. This your amen does not have vitamin C. How many have I told you now? What's the first kind of people? Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Those who love what you have, but not you. What did I say? They love what you have, but not you. They love your shape. They love your beauty, your handsomeness. They love the way you walk, the way you talk. They love your certificate. They love that small money you have in your account, but they don't love you. They don't love you. Any small thing, send me credit, send me credit, send me credit, send me credit. All the send me credit husband, God have mercy. The day you say, "Sorry, no money to send credit," say, "Stupid girl." That's why I keep telling you at these meetings, to marry a man because he's handsome. It's like buying a house because of the paint. That is, you are marrying the container, not what it contains. To marry a woman because she can dance very well. Or because of the way she walks. Whether she can catwalk, elephant walk. You marry her because of that. It's like buying a house because of the furniture. Number 6. There are those who love you. They love you. There are those. They could be your parents, could be your father, could be your mother, brothers, friends. They just love you for who you are. 8, 7, huh? I want to confirm you are following me. 7, there are those who exploit you. They exploit you. They have studied you very well. They have made you a research topic. They've seen you that you cannot withstand somebody crying. They've seen you cannot withstand pressure. So they know that once they begin to say, have mercy, please, 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 please. Oh, you'll be looking at me like this. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Why did I find this love letter in your bag? It's a mistake. It's a wind that blew it into my bag. I'm sorry. No, it's not me. They know that once they shed crocodile tears, you get carried away. They've studied you, so they're exploiting you. Number 8. There are those who bless you. They've been sent to bless your life. They just come to bless you. May you meet blessers. May you never meet cursers. Because there are blessers, there are cursers. There are blessers, there are cursers. I met a lady last week. The lady said her own father cursed her so much she lost her self-esteem. And she hated all men because of the curses the man was using on her day by day. You will never amount to anything. You'll be useless. You'll be this. You'll be that. Look at her legs. Her legs are like matchsticks. Look at her face. Her face, this, that, that. Your own father was calling your leg that your legs are like matchsticks. He said yes. When your own father is saying your legs are matchsticks, that means that leg will not go anywhere strong. Let those who bless you, may you encounter blessers. Jacob said, unless thou bless me, I will not let thee go. He knew the power of blessing. May the power of blessing come upon your life. 9. There are those who kill you. There are those who kill you. They kill. There are some people you will meet. The day you meet them signals your death sentence. A man came to my counseling room 1995. His mother brought him to me. He was very sick. As they entered into my office, I saw a lady light in complexion followed him carrying a coffin on the head. It was a revelation, a vision. Immediately they sat down. The lady that was light in complexion carrying a coffin vanished. The mother said, hey, pray for my son. Oh, hey, I don't know. We don't know what the sickness is. They've gone to all hospitals. We spend millions and millions of money. We can't detect anything. We've taken him to various hospitals. Blah, 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 blah. They were talking. After the mother finished talking, I said, young man, Do you know a woman who is light in complexion, slim, a bit taller than yourself? Say, yes, sir. Who is she? Say, sir, my former girlfriend. Where is she? He said, she's dead. Dead? What killed her? Say, we tried. She got pregnant for me. First time, I said abort. Said second time, I said abort. The third time, the abortion was complicated, and she died because of the complication of the abortion. Why did you not marry her? I don't know. Okay. I said, let us pray. I closed my eyes. The Lord said, son, don't waste your time praying for this one. He's gone. Don't waste your time. And I said, okay. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May he make his face to shine upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye. Say, is that all? I said, yes. The third day, he died. There was a day he met that lady. They are meeting together now, has resulted in the death of that lady. He also has now killed himself. May you not meet the killers. Many of our mothers, maybe your own mother, your own grandma, all those adult people, many of those women, they will have lived longer if they married a good husband. I know some of you are looking at me now. You know how your father used to beat your mother now. And if the woman is not strong, that beating is enough to kill her. So many high-flying women could not live long because they married killers. May you not marry killers. Ten. You meet those who push you far away from God. There are some friends, all they do is to push you far, far away from God. May you never meet such people. So, what are the 10 people you meet now? Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Therefore, beloved, the people you meet or do not meet determine the course of your life. The people you meet or you do not meet determine the course of your life. If you are following me, say yes. So, in the journey of life, destiny allows some people to cross our paths, to catapult us into where God wants us to go to. If we miss those people who are to catapult us to where God wants us to go, life is finished. It ends in failure. In the journey of life, there are certain groups of people you are not supposed to relate with, meet at all. If you meet them and they become your friends, they shorten the course of your destiny. They make your destiny to sink. May you not meet the wrong people. A sister was praying, I want to marry, 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 I want to marry. But this sister's problem is peculiar. Our problem is that there are so many people coming. So one day, she prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And then she saw a long queue of 12 men before her. So she came back and said, I've prayed, sir. I saw 12 men queue up before me. What kind of a dream is this? And I said, well, what God is telling you is that 12 different men are going to come. They are not your husband. Wait for the number 13. And like the revelation she had, they started coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. At number 8, she came back to me and said, sir, I like this man. I like this one. Ha. Are we still going to wait for number 12 to come? I like this one. I said, no. Wait. She waited. The one she said she liked eventually married another lady. On the way to Kano or somewhere, they had an accident. Both her and the wife died. May you not meet the wrong people. May you meet the right people. And if you are already attached to the wrong people, may the fire of God separate you. Let your amen be loud and clear. I come from a very poor home. So poor that sometimes feeding is a problem. So when I now got an admission into the University of Lagos, the school fees that time was 60 naira. 60 naira was the school fees of UNILAG that time. Even that 60 naira, my parents could not afford it. Anyway, we struggled through UNILAG. I came out with the first class. What should I do now? People say, well, you have a first class, you need to go and do masters, you need to do a PhD, you need to do this, you need to do that. But I wanted to do those things, but there was no money. Is it the parents who could not give you ticket money to go to Port Harcourt who will give you ticket money to go to London? All of a sudden, I saw the newspapers and they said Commonwealth Scholarship was out. And they give people scholarship to study for PhD abroad. So I got a form. I filled the form. I took it back. That time the Federal Minister of Education was at race course by Tafa Balewa Square. So I went to submit my scholarship form. If I follow me, shout hallelujah. When I got to the door of the scholarship place, I met somebody. He said, what do you want here? I said, I've come to submit my form. He said, which form? I said, Commonwealth Scholarship. He said, it has closed 2 months ago. Where were you? He said, I didn't know that it has closed. So I was so sad. So in sadness, I stood at the front of that office. Then a messenger or a clerk was going to buy food for his boss. He came along. He saw me. So what are you doing here? So I came to submit my Commonwealth Scholarship form and they said that they've stopped collecting it 2 months ago. I said, which university did you go to? I said, University of Lagos. I said, what class is your degree? I said, first class. I said, you made first class? It's okay, wait here. He put the... Amen. This was 1979. He put his food, the plate down, rushed inside. Said, let me go and talk to my boss. So I don't know what he told the man. The man said he should bring me. So I walked in with my form. The man was on his chair. He said, where are you coming? This lady's form has closed. It's not, we don't do things like this. In fact, we have even shortlisted the candidate for interview. So the form has closed. But My messenger said you are his brother. So put the form amongst those ones. That was how I got a Commonwealth scholarship. God positioned that person there so that I could meet him. The people you meet or the people you miss determine the course of your life. That's not the end of the story. 1998. That was 19 years later. We finished Palmer's Change and Serve. And my staff came and told me that somebody's by your gate. He wants to see you. And we told the person, sorry, Joe does not see people here. This place, we don't do counseling here. Joe does his counseling at headquarters. So you can't see him here. So they went and told the man. The man said, go and tell him that does he remember the boy who took in his scholarship form? Eh? I said, did he say that? He said, yes. Bring him. So they brought him. It was a fellow, but he had aged. I said, God bless you. How did you locate me? He said, well, I memorized your name, Ulukoya, since that time. So I just came to check whether you are, is the same Ulukoya. I said, yes. He's the same person. Say, I have a problem, sir. His wife went for a burial in the village. Somebody slapped her and the man turned to the other side. So he now brought the woman to prayer city. Say, I want you to pray for my wife. When this man was taken in my form 19 years ago, he did not know that he was paying the currency for the deliverance of his wife later. May you meet the right people. 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 In the name of Jesus. One day, two people met in the plane, a man and a woman. And they began to chat. Right in the plane. The man said, I will marry you. And they agreed. They met in the air. So they got married. They had two children, 9 and 7 years old. One day, daddy said, I'm taking mommy out for dinner. So he took the mother out for dinner. The mother never came back. So these two boys will be asking the man, where is mama? Where is mama? Where is mommy? Where is mommy? The man will say, he's coming back. She's coming back. She'll come very soon. She'll come back. She'll come very soon. This is what he kept saying. But the younger one noticed that at the back of the house, there was a room in the boys' quarter always under lock and key. And this little boy used to go and check the door every time. He will push it. The door is locked. One day, it was not locked. This boy got in. When he looked inside, his mother was there with a black pot on the head, black calabash on the head, but she was as frozen as ice block. The boy shouted, Mommy! Mommy fell down. That was the day they met in the plane. May you meet the right person. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to another deep secret. Those to guide you on your journey of destiny may not necessarily be angels. They may be like Potiphar's wife. You know, Potiphar's wife met Joseph. And Potiphar's wife wanted to destroy Joseph. Every day he troubled Joseph. Come, lie with me. Come, lie with me. Come, lie with me. That same spirit is all over the world now. The come, lie with me spirit. Come, lie with me. Come, lie with me. If you are not saying, come, lie with me, why should you put on a dress and your breast is outside? If you are not saying, come, lie with me, come, lie with me, why should you wear a skirt that is at the same level as your underwear? I say, come, lie with me. So all those spirits are outside. Come, lie with me. Joseph said, no, I cannot do this. I will offend God. Notice, Joseph was a young man. There was nobody there to know what he was doing. Nobody was monitoring him. He was on his own. But the woman kept harassing him. And they said the woman is very beautiful. If Joseph had been sleeping with that woman, Joseph would just be enjoying himself in Potiphar's wife. And his destiny would end in that house. But when he said, no, no, the woman put Joseph in trouble. And it's because of the accusation of Potiphar's wife, they put Joseph in the prison. And from the prison to the palace. If he had cooperated with that woman, he would not land in prison. He would just be enjoying himself there. No, not know that it's an enjoyment outside his destiny. So some people will come across your way. They're not necessarily angels, but they're people you should meet to catapult your destiny. When God wanted to promote David, he made him to meet somebody called Goliath. So the meeting of David with Goliath was an agenda to promote the destiny of David. There are some abilities in you that will not manifest or come to the surface until you meet those you should meet. It is important that some people, until you meet them, that ability in you will not manifest. It will not come out. Unfortunately, many of us have lost the contacts we should have. Many of us have fought with our Moses. Many of us have disagreed with those God has sent to help us. We're here today to pray. If your helpers have disappeared, God should bring them back. The enemy uses the weapon of distraction to distract people's attention from the right things. That's why you have to be very, very careful. If you are working for a master today, that master that you are defrauding, you may be doing damage to your future in disguise. We have to be very, very careful. The story is told about Alexander Fleming. Alexander Fleming's father was going to the farm one day. And he found a boy sinking. So he rescued the boy. When he rescued the boy and took the boy home to his parents, he discovered that the boy had come from a very rich family. The family were very excited. They were happy. So they wanted to know what they can do for Alexander Fleming's father. Alexander was at home, but he didn't have money to go to school. They were poor. So this rich man took up the education of Alexander Fleming and sponsored him to school. Later, this sick man who gave the scholarship became very sick. So sick, no drugs could cure his sickness. It was at that time Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. It was the penicillin, the first antibiotics that now cure this man. So when this man was given Alexander Fleming a scholarship, he did not know that he was paying for his future healing with the currency of his kindness. May you meet the right people. The less you associate with some people, the more your life will improve. There are some people, the more you meet with them, the more trouble you get into. I was sharing this somewhere last Sunday. These rich parents, they brought this boy to me. The boy was in one of our campuses, slept with one girl, and since the day he slept with this girl, his male organ just remained erect, just standing like this, not coming down. He could not wear trousers. He was wearing something like a woman's boo-boo. He could not walk straight. He was having pains. He could not sleep. But he did not tell his parents what he had done. So when they now came, I asked the parents to go out. I turned to him. Coyote, who did you sleep with? Huh? Said, sir, Sumbo. Who is Sumbo? Sumbo is a girl in our campus. Do you have her phone number? Said, yes. Give me the phone number. Gave it to me. I called. The lady answered. Said, who is this? I said, I'm Dr. Lukoya. I'm Antino. I said, good afternoon, sir. Surprise, surprise. Why are you calling me, sir? Sumba, did you sleep with one boy called Kayode? Because since Kayode slept with you, he has been in trouble. He said, no, I don't know any Kayode. You don't know any Kayode, so I gave the phone back to Kayode. He said, the lady said he doesn't know you. He said, Sumba, it's me, Kayode. Since that day, this is what is happening. The lady said, no, I don't know you. I've never slept with you before. There was a day they met in the campus. The result of that day is what was manifesting there. I'm praying for somebody. Any man or woman that would destroy your destiny, you will not meet them. You will not meet them in the name of Jesus. If you are following me, shout hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm slowly teaching you? But there's a problem. A serious problem. This is where you have to listen hard. There is something in the spiritual world called blocker spirits. Blocker spirits. The blocker spirits, they prevent people from meeting those ordained to bless them. They know those who are to bless you. Because you are just a human being. They are spirits. They know those who are in the map of your life who are supposed to bless you. So they go ahead of you to say, okay, is it that person who bless the person? Then they block it. We call them blocker spirits. These are the spirits, beloved, who organize wrong partners, wrong spouses, wrong pastors. I've heard about ladies who went for pastors, they went to pastors for counseling and they were almost raped. Yes, I've heard. Wrong pastors, wrong colleagues, wrong friends, wrong advisors, wrong counselors, wrong acquaintances. These blocker spirits are responsible. One fine morning, many years ago, a man called me from America. He said, is that Dr. Luca? I said, yes. So I'm calling from the United States of America. So yeah. Yes, what can I do to help? Say, well, I got a problem here. Say, what's the problem? Say, I want to process my papers. And I want to do an arranged marriage. I've paid the lady some money. But the lady said, you have to sleep with me too. And that wasn't in the arrangement. I've paid. And she should just marry me and then I get my papers. I said, don't sleep with her. Go and collect your money back. Come back home. Say, come back home. You don't understand me. Say, don't sleep with her. She left me alone, called another pastor in America. That this is what is happening. I said, okay, well, that, this thing is not, it's not this hard. Just once, sleep with her once, then ask God for forgiveness. And then get your papers. So he did not take my advice. He took the advice of the man who says, sleep once, and then ask for forgiveness. He did. The time he will call me again, he was calling me almost at the mouth of death. Because the lady he slept with happened to have HIV. I pray that you will not meet the wrong person. This man had a master's in English language. And he wanted to travel abroad. I must travel. He tried all his best. He couldn't travel. He couldn't go. So his friends now told him. His friends, evil friends, told him that there is a place you can go to and they will make some magic potion for you and then you travel. So he went with them there. A Christian went with them there. When he got there, he found that the man was making some medicine potion for them. But in the medicine potion, you have to swallow needles. So when he saw about 10 needles on the ground, and I said, swallow it. He said, swallow needles, because I want to travel. No. No. But then, she saw some ladies there who already brought eba from home. They were just wrapping bowls of eba, putting the needle inside, and swallowing it with okra. And I said, if women can swallow the needle, why can't I swallow it? So he too swallowed the needles. So they told him that he would just take his passport and his ticket, that he would be invisible at immigration. They would not see him. He would just walk past. May the enemy not remove your brain. They said they have done it for so many people. They just walk past. Nobody stops there. Nobody asks them any question. He got to Nigerian airport here, Lagos. Amen. He saw the immigration officer on the table. He just walked past. I said, Miss Ama. Miss Ama, where do you think you are going? Come back here. So he came back. He now said, did you see me? The man was mad with anger. He said, what? Are you saying that I'm blind? Are you saying that I'm blind? You asked me whether did I see you? Are you saying, let me see your passport. Why is your visa? No visa. Why? He was lucky that day. They just gave him serious beating and released him. Problem. What brought him to Mountain of Fire now? the needles he had swallowed began to trouble him. May you not meet the wrong friends. So bottom line, the day you meet some people could be a day of woe. The day you meet some people also could be a day of eternal joy. The day you meet some people could be the beginning of your unending laughter. The day you meet some people could be the day of your unending frustration and sorrow. Some people, they need antagonists as a divine arrangement to connect them to their promotion, just like Joseph and Potiphar, David and Goliath. But then there are some people, you meet them, they becloud your destiny. Isaiah was a palace prophet. He began to write the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. He wrote 5 chapters of the book of Isaiah without seeing the Lord. And in all the chapters, he used to say, "One to Israel, one to Judah, one to this, one to that." Whoa, 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 whoa. He's just saying whoa to everybody. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. But when it got to chapter 6, the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. So the connection between King Uzziah and Isaiah almost destroyed his destiny. Until there was divine intervention and King Uzziah died. It was when King Uzziah died, the man now saw the Lord for the first time. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Then for the first time, he said, woe is me! Before he's one to Judah, one to Israel, one to this. When he saw the Lord, he said, woe is me! Meaning that there are some King Uzziah that might have been involved in your journey now. They have to die. For your destiny to manifest. We call them blocker spirits. King Uzziah was blocking Isaiah from seeing the Lord. I'm praying for somebody here. Every Uzziah of your father's house, every Uzziah of your mother's house that is blocking your marital destiny, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. So there are some persons you have to meet in your journey of life. Failure to meet them will ensure that there are some places you will never reach. If you miss them, you miss your destiny. Are you here this afternoon and you have already missed the person that will have taken you to your place of destiny? The Lord will recover that person today in Jesus' name. There are some persons you meet and they give you an invitation. And that invitation is an invitation that will change your life forever. But if you miss that person, who is to give you that invitation? The opportunity is lost forever. In the Bible, Naaman, the Syrian war captain, captured a little girl from Israel. A little girl from Israel. And he was a leper. And this little girl from Israel used to look at him every day. That Naaman must be a nice man. If not, that little girl will not tell him the secret. The little girl was looking at him every day. Looking at him every day. One day, the little girl said, "My father, if you are to go to that prophet in Samaria, he will cleanse your leprosy." The man never knew leprosy could be cleansed. But it was the little girl that was captured from Israel who told him. The connection of Naaman to that little girl was what gave him his healing. may you be connected to the right person. And if the enemy has stolen the right person from you, may there be recovery now in the name of Jesus. God will bring you in contact with those who will make you recover everything you have lost. And so listen to me this afternoon. There are people that God have ordained to affect your life positively. May you never meet such people. The key to your greatness could be in the hands of a contact you have already missed, of a contact you have not even met, but the blocker spirits are blocking it. The powers of darkness seeing your contact person before you may block that contact person, and the person will not be able to get there at all. Many years back, a vehicle hit a man and the man fell into the gutter. He was crying for pain in the gutter. Another man drove by and saw this man in the gutter. He picked him up, took him to the hospital, paid for his treatment, and disappeared. 10 years later, this man who rescued somebody from the gutter had a case in court. And that case in court was a case he could have won easily, but his own lawyer and the lawyer of the person that took him to court, they had combined. They colluded against him so that he would lose the case. They can all share the money. So when they got to the court, his own lawyer was talking against him. The other lawyer too was talking against him, and the judge listened to them. After the judge had listened to them, the judge turned to the man. Say, gentleman, says, my lord, say, look at my face. He looked at the face of the judge. Say, do you recognize me? Say, no. I never met you before, my lord. Say, you have. Say, I've never met you before. Say, do you remember 10 years ago that a vehicle knocked a man into the gutter and you picked that man up and you took the man to the hospital and you treated the man, you dropped money and you didn't even come back? Say, I was the person. So, if you could be that kind to me that time, I do not believe what these people are saying about you. So, you are discharged. So, when God brought the contact years ago in the form of a helpless accident victim, the man never knew that he was buying his future freedom with the currency of his kindness. Somebody here today will meet the right person. You will miss the wrong person. There are people who should associate with you. When you are associating with somebody who hates your company, doesn't like you, don't stick to them by force. Person doesn't like you, doesn't appreciate you, don't stick to them by force. That the book of John, 1 John 2:19, says they were not of us, so they left us. If they were of us, they would have stayed with us. It is a time bomb waiting to explode when you are trying to convince a person to stay with you. You are trying to convince a person to love you. You are trying to convince a person to keep seeing you. You are trying to convince a person to keep sending you text messages. You are trying to convince a person to keep loving you. When that fellow is not interested, it's a time bomb. So when somebody hates your company, do not stick to them by force. It is acidic foolishness to hold bitterness, anger, grudges against somebody because the person does not want to be with you. If the person was meant for you, he will stay.
If it's not meant for you, it will go.
Your destiny is not tied to those who are bent on leaving you. They are bent on leaving you. They don't like you. Your destiny cannot be tied to people who want to run away from you. It's just like the church of God. There are two kinds of pastors in the church. There are some pastors, we call them scaffold. There are some pastors, we call them pillars. When we wanted to build this place, we put scaffolds here so that we can get to the top. The tragedy of the scaffold is that after the house has been completed, the scaffold is taken away. But the pillar will stay. There are some pastors, they come when a church is starting early, they work hard. When the church has grown and you should be blessing them, they say they are going. They are scaffold pastors. But the pillars don't go away. There are people, their agenda is just to be withdrawn from the bank account of your life until you go bankrupt. Let such people go away from you. If destiny does not join some people to you, you cannot force them to stay. You can't force a man to marry you. You don't do that at all. There was a lady some years back. He brought this man. He had lectured the man very well before bringing the man to me. Said, Gio is going to ask you, are you born again? If he says, are you born again? Say yes. Say yes to the glory of God. If he says, have you received the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Say yes, sir, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Where do you work? Tell him, I work in an oil company. When the man has no job. So he lectured the man very well. And he brought the man. Are you born again? Yes, to the glory of God. Have you received the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Yes, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. When did you get born again? Many years ago. When exactly? Many years ago. Do you smoke? No. Do you drink? No. Apart from this lady you follow there, do you have another girlfriend? God forbid. I knew it was all lies. So I asked the man to step out. Because it's the lady I knew. I didn't know the man. I said, this man is a deceiver. Don't get involved. Say, I prayed. I saw a group of both of us at the back of a black Mercedes Benz. I prayed. The man had no job. The man drinks. The man smokes. The wedding was completely sponsored by the woman. Even the suit he wore, the lady bought them. The lady paid for her own engagement. The wedding lasted only 2 weeks. But that marriage lasted only 2 weeks. Because beating started. And anytime the lady complains, look, I didn't say I want to marry you. You say you want to marry me. That's why you finance the wedding. You must be wise enough to know when the path of somebody in your destiny is over and you let them go away. Since you have not offended anybody, there is no point in begging somebody, don't go, don't go, don't leave me, don't go. Do not make somebody a priority when they are only making you an option. You are aware that this lady, this man goes about with multiple friends all over the place, double dating, triple dating, you are aware. And you are just hoping that, let me capture, let me capture, let me capture. After I've captured, all the other ones will go away. It's a lie. They will not go away. They will increase. And let me tell you one truth. Nobody can disrespect you without your permission. And you deserve everything you tolerate. Whatever God means for you, He will give it to you. If all the partners you have ever met in your life, they are Lazarus, you are the one raising the dead, raising the dead, raising the dead. For how many dead will you raise? So perhaps you are here and you are into a relationship now and you know it's not godly. You know it won't favor you. You have been seeing signs, but for the sake of, oh, what people say, for the sake of, I'm getting old, you are sticking to it. It is a time bomb waiting to explode. So if you are in a relationship now and you want to say no, that I don't want to continue, there is a process you should follow. Number one, pray very well. Pray very well. Two, tell the person you have prayed, and it's not the will of God for you to be together. Contact your pastors or your counselors to tell them, this is where God is leading me now. I do not wish to continue with this. The longer you stay before breaking off a relationship that is wrong, the more difficult it will be for you to break it. So you don't drag on at all. Sooner in this situation is better than later. Be honest, be sincere with the person. And if you want to tell a person that, sorry, the Lord has no hand in this, we have to let this go, you do not double date. Not that you've met somebody else, then you are trying to remove the person that is on ground. No, you don't do that. Don't do that at all. That would be ungodly. And always do everything peacefully. Don't pick any fight. Don't hold any grudge. If you're a lady and you have to go and tell a man, sorry, we don't want to continue, make sure you don't go and do it alone. Because you may end up there being beaten up or being molested or even being raped there. And be considerate with your presentation. Don't feel guilty and don't nurse any grudge. Remember, a broken premarital relationship is better than a broken home or a broken heart. It's better. The bottom line is for you to pray as we are entering to 2013 that, Father, all those people you want me to meet in 2013, let me meet them. Then all those people you want me to miss, let me miss them. Put me in the right place at the right time. Clear the wrong people away from my gaze. Bring me only those who will move my destiny forward. Those are the prayers we're about to start praying now. In life, there are people you should meet. There are people you should not meet. Those you meet and you do not meet, they determine the course of your life. You need those who will lead you to the Savior. You need those who will motivate you to obey God. You need those who will unlock your faith. You need those who will be true examples of walking in love. You need those who add to your prayer temperature and your spiritual level. You need those who are signposts to take you to your place of destiny. But there are other people you don't need. Like I told you before, I'm from a poor home. My first kufis to University of Lagos was borrowed. So when I entered University of Lagos, I was a lady, very beautiful lady, but a lot older than myself. Anytime we're having science class, wherever I was, she will locate me and come and sit by my side. Anywhere I was, she would just locate me and sit by my side. And we'll be chatting. In fact, people thought she was my sister or wife or both. But me, I couldn't be bothered. I came here on borrowed school fees. Now one day, this lady came and he said, Daniel, that's my first name, said, Daniel, I've composed a song for you. Ah. Compose a song for me. He said, can I sing it? I said, yes. He said, Danny K, Danny boy, I love you. Amen. He said, do you like the song? I said, to be quite honest with you, that is the worst song I've ever had. She got angry. Said, look at him. Stupid as you. Walk. All walk and no play. Make Jack a dull boy. Walk. I've been sitting beside you since. You don't look at anybody's face. Walk. I said, Danny, when I came with 16 hours to fish that was borrowed. That was 1976. Few years ago, I was in my office at the headquarters. A woman came for counseling. She told me stories of woe, what happened to the first husband, what happened to everything, how the man died, blah, 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 problems. And she asked me to pray for her. And I said, want me to pray for you? Say, yes. Say, do you know me? He said, no, sir. This is my first time. Say, look at me very well. Say, I don't know you, sir. I said, look at me. Say, excuse me, sir, stop asking this question. Let us pray. Say, sure, you don't know me. You don't say, it's a privilege coming here, sir. It's a privilege. I don't know you, sir. I said, okay, since you say you don't know me, I will remind you now. Danny K, Danny boy. She said, oh, is it you? I said, yes. Yes. If I listen to your music that day, I will not be here today to help you when you are in trouble. There are people you meet, there are people you miss. Those who meet or miss determine the course of your destiny. Last Wednesday, the lady was back in my office again. I called my staff. I said, this is the person that was singing Danny K. Danny. Rise up on your feet now. Amen. I want you to pray this prayer in a way that your volume, your voice, will embarrass the person next to you. What did I ask your voice to do? Embarrass. Yes. Just like the voice of blind Bartimaeus embarrassed those who were following Jesus, and they asked him to keep quiet. But he was the only one who obtained his breakthrough. Shout this loud and clear. Wrong people. Clear away from my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. In Jesus' name we pray. I just heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying this particular prayer will release 1,200 people to their breakthroughs. Blocking my divine partner. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus.